英国问答
Your questions answered.
Ask about Britain.
BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC Learning English 的英国问答节目，我是王飞，今天是我第一次为大家主持这个节目。不过，我第一次做节目就遇上了一个很棘手的问题，这个问题来自听众董才杰朋友。我们一起来听一听这位朋友的问题。
My name is Donny. You can call me Donny. I'm a student in a college in Beijing. I learned about the London Bridge in my English lesson. My teacher tell me that this London Bridge is in a song about London Bridge is falling down. I want to know how many London bridges in London.
How many London bridges are there in London? 为了回答他的这个问题，我今天特地来到了泰晤士河岸 The bank of the River Thames 给他数一数 One Two Three 其实数泰晤士河上的大桥是一件非常困难的事情。首先呢，泰晤士河很长，要走很多路。另外呢，河上的桥实在太多了。我已经数了半天了，才数到第31座桥。哈，前面遇到一个熟人 ，William， 看看他能否帮我数一下。Hello, William.
Hey, Wang Fei, how are you?
I'm very well. What are you doing here?
Well, what are you doing here?
I'm counting bridges for a listener, but I'm totally exhausted.Can you just answer our listener's question for me?
Well, I can try. I can try and answer our listener's question.
So how many London bridges are there in London?
Now, actually, I do know the answer to that question.
So what's the answer then?
One.
Mm-hmm. William 说, only one London bridge. 怎么会只有一座桥呢?可是我刚才都已经数到第31座了。
Yes, there are 33 bridges in London.But there's only one London Bridge. London Bridge is the name of a bridge.
Oh, 原来如此。在伦敦的泰晤士河上共有33座桥，但是只有一座桥叫 London Bridge. 伦敦桥只是这33座桥中的一座。
So London Bridge is actually bridge number 32, and it's the most interesting of all of London's bridges. So shall we go and have a look at it now?
All right.
bbcukchina.com
现在我们来到了伦敦桥上 William 我记得你说伦敦桥是一座很有意思的大桥但是看上去很平常啊不就是一座混凝土大桥吗
Well, yes, that is what it is but it has a very interesting history because you see, although there's only one London Bridge nowThere have been many London bridges throughout history.
There have been many London bridges throughout history. 伦敦桥在历史上居然有好几个版本呢。这里面一定有一些有趣的故事。
Let's find out more by speaking to James Kislingbury at the London Bridge Experience, which is a tourist attraction very near here.
我们将采访一位专家 James Kislingbury. 他对伦敦桥的历史非常了解。我们下面的节目将更多的使用英语，不过不要担心，如果你听不懂，我和 William 将回到我们的录音室当中，帮助你解释有关伦敦桥的故事。
Okay, so we're now joined by James Kislingbury, the general manager of the London Bridge Experience. Hi, James.
Hello there. Welcome.
So, I suppose the first question is, the bridge outside, as we noticed just now, was a little bit boring, a bit of a boring concrete bridge. So, how come London Bridge is so famous?
Well, the history of London Bridge goes back a very long way, right the way back to the Roman period. We had originally a pontoon bridge, which was a very simple structure. Eventually, that got destroyed in battle, and a new bridge was built, a far more secure bridge, still built out of wood, until good old King Olaf and the Vikings decided they were going to row up the river and pull it down. So, unfortunately, London Bridge was falling down, as the song comes from.
Oh, is that where it comes from?
It's certainly believed to be where it comes from, yes. But certainly after we get rid of King Olaf's bridge, they went away and designed the what they call the Peter de Cole Church Bridge, which is a very famous London bridge with all the houses upon it. There's a big model of it behind you in the museum here at the moment.
Yeah, let's just have a look at this model. I mean, it's amazing for me to look at this because we don't really have any bridges with houses on them now. We can assume that if this bridge still existed in London, it would be a pretty major tourist attraction, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Well, there has been talk in the past of actually trying to bring back the old London Bridge. The bridge itself was quite an interesting design. It was actually filled with flaws. First of all, the actual design of the bridge, the pillars at the base of it in the river were too close together. There's a very famous saying that fools went under and wise men went over, because there were certainly rapids underneath the bridge and many people got killed.
Because the water was moving so fast between the arches of the bridge.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, James. That's been very, very interesting. And I think I've learned a lot about London Bridge today.
Well, thank you very much. And please do come and see us when you're in London next.
bbcukchina.com
现在我们回到了录音间，可能刚才的采访内容对大家来说有点难。不用担心，William和James说的实在是太快了。别忘了，你可以下载我们的录音材料。 然后对照我们的文字稿，再听一遍他们的对话，就容易多了。Yes,
but before we finish today, let's listen again to some clips from my interview with James.
董才杰在问题中提到了 "London Bridge is Falling Down" 这首歌。在刚才的采访中 ，James 解释了写这首歌的原因。你听出来了吗？
We had originally a pontoon bridge, which was a very simple structure. Eventually, that got destroyed in battle, and a new bridge was built, a far more secure bridge, still built out of wood, until good old King Olaf and the Vikings decided they were going to row up the river and pull it down. So, unfortunately, London Bridge was falling down, as the song comes from.
Oh, is that where it comes from?
It's certainly believed to be where it comes from, yes.
So, James thinks that the famous nursery rhyme, "London Bridge is Falling Down," comes from when King Olaf and the Vikings destroyed a very old version of London Bridge. That's about 1,000 years ago.
如此看来，这首歌是一首很古老的歌曲了。A nursery rhyme 就是童谣的意思。Nursery 是幼儿园的意思。Rhyme 就是歌曲的意思。下一个版本的伦敦桥是一个很著名的建筑，桥两边都建满了房屋。 不过James说 It was filled with flaws. Flaw 就是缺点、弊端的意思。 那么建这个建筑的一个弊端是什么呢？ 我们再听一遍。
The bridge itself was quite an interesting design. It was actually filled with flaws. First of all, the actual design of the bridge, the pillars at the base of it in the river were too close together. There's a very famous saying that fools went under and wise men went over, because there were certainly rapids underneath the bridge and many people got killed.
Because the water was moving so fast between the arches of the bridge.
Absolutely.
The pillars at the base of the bridge, 就是说支持大桥的柱子。 也就是桥墩，他们之间的距离太近了，这造成了危险的急流。That's
why it was said that fools went under the bridge and wise men went over. Well, thanks, Donny, for your very interesting question this week. And remember that if you have a question that you would like to ask us, you can email us at chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
You know, William, there's one thing that we really need to do before we finish today.
All right, what's that?
I think we need to sing this song.
Sing the song? Oh, I don't know about that, Wang Fei.
Oh, come on, please.
All right, let's give it a go. Ready?
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady.
That was pretty good.
英国问答
Your questions answered.
Ask About Britain.
BBC Learning English.